This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Following the death of six of the hostages taken on October 7th, the U.S. is again proposing a ceasefire deal in the Gaza war. This as one of the hostages is laid to rest. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House is holding high-level meetings on the situation in Israel with the deaths of six hostages, including an Israeli-American. President Biden flew back to the White House from Delaware with reporters waiting.
Mr. President, do you think it's time for Prime Minister Netanyahu to do more on this issue? Do you think he's doing enough?
No.
He was asked, now that an Israeli-American was killed, are negotiators closer to finalizing a ceasefire and hostage release deal?
We're very close to that.
Biden spoke with the parents of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, the 23-year-old among the six hostages killed, Hirsch's mother at his funeral.
Finally, my sweet boy, finally is free.
Thousands thronging the cemetery in Jerusalem, a national labor strike to demand a ceasefire, was ended by an Israeli court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Monday, the Institute for the Study of War reported that Russia's August advances in Ukraine were the biggest since October of 2022. This as Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched an overnight barrage of drones and missiles at Kyiv as children prepare to return to school following the summer vacation. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Several series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours Monday. Ukraine's Interior Ministry said debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in every district of Kyiv, injuring three people and damaging two kindergartens. City authorities reported multiple fires. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Visit voanews.com for more top stories. You're listening to VOA News.